Public Health Ontario reported 564 new COVID cases today for September 6 and 581 new COVID cases for September 5. Since the province didn't post a daily update yesterday, it published both updates on September 7. The latest updates noted 688 recoveries for September 6 and 716 recoveries for September 5. There were 5 deaths in total between the two updates. The September 7 update provided by the province's public health agency also reported the following data. Over the last 2 days, there were 690 cases in unvaccinated people, 11.3 cases per 100,000 unvaccinated people, 101 cases in partially vaccinated people, 8.3 per 100,000 partially vaccinated people, and 254 cases in fully vaccinated people, 1.5 cases per 100,000 fully vaccinated people. The remaining 101 cases were people with unknown vaccination status because of missing health card information. 6,272 active, lab-confirmed cases, down from 6,399 yesterday and 6,536 on Sunday. 295 COVID-positive people are currently hospitalized in Ontario. Of the COVID patients hospitalized and not in the ICU, 146 are unvaccinated, 16 are partially vaccinated, and 32 are fully vaccinated. There are 165 COVID-positive patients in intensive care, plus another 27 patients who no longer test positive for COVID-19. 97 COVID patients are on ventilators and another 16 patients on ventilators no longer test positive for COVID-19. Of the COVID patients in the ICU, 102 are unvaccinated, 7 are partially vaccinated, and 12 are fully vaccinated. 10,068,507 Ontarians, about 68% of the total population, have been fully vaccinated and another 848,702, 5% of Ontario population, have a single dose of COVID vaccine. Approximately 27% of the population is unvaccinated. The province reported 17,118 tests were processed yesterday, and 19,200 were processed Monday, resulting in a 3.4% and 3.6% positivity rate respectively. Provincial labs have processed 17.3 million tests to date. Of the new cases reported for September 5 and 6, 232 are from Toronto, 139 are from Peel, 39 are from Simcoe Muskoka, and 125 are from York Region. Included in the 1,145 new cases reported over the last 2 days were 177 individuals under 12 years old, 142 youth between 12 and 19 years old, 411 people between 20 and 39 years old, 292 people between 40 and 59 years old, 99 people between 60 and 79 years old, and 24 people over 79 years old. Public Health Ontario has confirmed 570,778 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 554.953 recoveries and 9,553 deaths. The cumulative average incidence rate in the province is 3,873.9 cases per 100,000 people in Ontario. Ontario's average weekly incidence rate last week was 35.5 cases per 100,000 people, which is up by 9.6% from the week beginning August 22. For more on the province's breakdown of vaccination status, click here. Northern Ontario. In Northern Ontario, the breakdown of Public Health Ontario data is: Algoma Public Health, 433 cases, weekly rate of 5.1 cases per 100,000 people. There are 10 known active cases. North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit, 703 cases, weekly rate of 21.7 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 695 cases. There are 19 known active cases. Porcupine Health Unit, 2,183 cases, weekly rate of 12.2 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 2,184 cases. There are 19 known active cases. Public Health Sudbury and Districts, 2,283 cases, weekly rate of 10.2 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 2,294 cases. There are 28 known active cases. Timiskaming Health Unit, 209 cases, weekly rate of 3 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 210 cases. There is one known active case. Northwestern Health Unit, 1,129 cases, weekly rate of 11.1 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 1,121 cases. There are 5 known active cases. Thunder Bay District Health Unit, 3,374 cases, weekly rate of 4.4 cases per 100,000 people. There are 11 known active cases. The data from Northern Ontario Health Units is based on what was available at 10:30 a.m. today.